Here's a thought I'll title Abstract Moments. And yes, it's about abstract photography, which I know not everybody loves. I do, so I indulge myself from time to time by talking about abstracts. And I wish I could get all of you interested in abstracts, because they can be so much fun to do. And in particular, because they can pop up in the most unusual places. Yesterday, we had a visitor who's not a photographer, but she couldn't wait to show me an image that she had captured on her iPhone that she thought was very cool, and I have to admit, it was. She explained that she's been kind of turned on to photography a little bit, which is understandable because there's millions of people like her that now have a camera with them everywhere they go, and they're finding that's more useful than just taking pictures of what they're about to eat or their loved ones. In her case, she had done this beautiful abstract photograph. She had sprinkled Comet, that powdered scrubbing cleanser. She'd sprinkled that all over the inside of her bathtub in preparation for a good cleaning, and it made this gorgeous colored pattern that somehow struck her. It broke through what I'll call everyday consciousness. And she looked at the pattern and the powder and the color in her bathtub and thought, wow, that's very fun. And she made a picture of it and showed it to me. And it was pretty cool, I have to admit. I wouldn't hesitate to say that she had unknowingly and inadvertently confirmed in my mind that abstracts are everywhere and available to everyone. I know in photography, it's a lot of fun to chase off to some exotic location, you know, the Faroe Islands or some such place, and make beautiful pictures. And we all love to do it when we can, and it's a highlight in our photographic life. But you know, so is photographing Comet in the bottom of your bathtub, a photographic moment and an enrichment to our life. I think one of the best things that photography does, or at least can do, is to give us a means that's readily at our disposal to break through that numb veneer that so often disguises truly artistic subjects in the mundane of everyday activity. She was cleaning the bathtub, but she had an aesthetic breakthrough. I wish there was a term that we had for that kind of mental breakthrough where you're doing something that's just normal, everyday activity, and all of a sudden, you slip into an aesthetic moment of recognition. It's not exactly what they refer to as flow these days in modern psychology, but there's something akin to it. And of all the styles and types of photography that we can practice, I think abstracts offer more opportunity for that breakthrough to the aesthetic insight than any other, because they can occur anywhere. Haven't we all looked at the bottom of the kitchen sink from time to time and seen the water and the reflections and whatever's down there and thought, I wonder if that'd make an interesting photograph? Or the reflections in a mud puddle, or the patterns that frozen ice makes on a pond or a stream. We've published ever so many of these in Lenswork, where photographers photographed melting ice cubes from their freezer, or a plastic candle holder that was on their kitchen table, or the shadows they found inside their house from the sun that comes through the windows. The potential for abstract photographs are everywhere, and all it takes is for us to develop a keen awareness so that when we see something that is potentially a beautiful abstract photograph, that we allow it to penetrate our everyday consciousness and make an aesthetic impact. It's sort of like, photographic Satori? I think that's a little extreme, but I'll have to search for a better term for it, because at this point, I don't think I've ever heard anybody describe that moment in a precise term. I know ever so many photographers who experience it and feel it, but labeling it escapes me.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.